Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Millennial Mirrors. On this week we have Fadi Hashisho, who went from working in marketing and branding to owning his own outdoor adventure company, where he takes people out on hikes and treks and mountain climbs and all sorts of weird things. Y'all, he tried to convince me to go, and I don't know if I'm going to go yet or not. It was an amazing kind of interview. It was a really fun interview, and he talks to us about determination, which he has a lot of. So listen in, and I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Fadi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be here.
Thank you.
We jump right in here. So yep. What is the story of Fadi Hashisho?
Story is Fadi Hashisho. If I want to summarize it, it would be someone who was completely lost, being in a 9-to-5 job. And through a little bit of luck and a lot of, let me say, depression or anxiety, gather up good amount of courage to take a leap of faith, and eventually found my way following my passion.
And the business that you started was more around the mountains and the outdoors.
So it's funny how it started. Right? Reverse back to 5 years ago, I used to work in advertising, marketing, and events. And I was still fairly new to Dubai. Well, I say fairly new. I was there for like 5 years. And I've always been out exploring different things to do, like everyone else. Somehow I got into exploring the mountains. I went on a trip to Oman, and that kind of what blew my mind away. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a neighboring country, and it has all these wadis and mountains and deserts and canyons full of water. And I spent 3 days there on a road trip, and I came back. I'm like, this is my new thing. And from there on, what started as an interest later became a passion. And I kind of got into an adventure blog. Back then, blogs were kind of the new thing.
Right.
And eventually it led to like a club, because I didn't really like to write. I used to love to talk to people face to face. And I loved taking people out and talking about this. Have you tried that? And I was a skinny boy with a GoPro stick. And it's just like, I had so much fire like to show people around. Eventually that passion turned to an obsession. All I could think about was, where's the next mountain? Where's the next adventure? It kind of also affected my day-to-day job, where closer to the weekend, I'm hyped. And coming Monday, it was like a train wreck. Like, I couldn't be focused on my job. Yeah. Luckily, by then, I had an amazing role model. My ex-boss, Jinan, and she saw something inside of me that realized is unusual and very rare. At that time, I didn't know about that, but it's apparently what she saw in me.
Yeah.
She kind of told me, listen, we know that you're struggling being confined in this environment. Why don't you look into this and do it properly, get certified. You go out, you try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, we'll keep your visa. You come back, you get out of your system, and you continue with your life. It was exciting. I mean, for me, it was like, yes, this is it.
Yeah.
And then think about it in your head every day, thinking, yeah, but I live in Dubai. I have expenses.
Yeah.
I have bills. Like, it's not like I can crash to the basement of my parents' house or go back to my old room and say, hey, I'm back. I want to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to just stay here for a few months until I figure it out. And I was married at the time. So it was a lot of responsibilities. But the more the days went in, the more I struggled, until I reached a point where I can't do this anymore. I just can't. And somehow this question came up that, what is the one thing I'm willing to do for the rest of my life if money or family was not an obstacle?
Yeah.
Just thinking deeply about that, it was this. A few months after that, I I needed to test myself. Mm-hmm. So if I'm mentally and physically strong, because I knew if I had taken that step forward, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because again, we're programmed to know that you go to college, you wake up one day, you're find your first job, yay, then you mm-hmm. settle, then you meet somebody, you get married, then you have kids, and that's it. That's mm-hmm. the way we've been, you know,
taught to do things.
And that kind of also freaked me out. So it was that moment where I realized, you know what, signing up for Kilimanjaro, if I can make that, then I'm ready. And I did. And that was the, I think, life-changing experience for me, where I had my mini journey on Kilimanjaro, and that's where I literally had an epiphany. 1 month after that, I quit my job, and I was on the first flight up to Alaska.
Wow.
Where I took all my savings and put them going back to an outdoor leadership school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hardcore, like, full-on practice leadership school where you carrying a backpack of 45 kilo and going into the mountains for 2 months, practical everything training. And for someone who was like a skinny boy with a GoPro, that was a lot to take in.
Yeah. Good on your boss, though. Like, good on her to kind of see what was happening and address it. I remember I was speaking to one of my friends. This is when I was first starting the podcast company and all of that. And I was struggling with committing to it.
Yeah.
And she said a couple things to me. She said, one, coming at anything from fear is not a good idea. Because fear is just not going to give you the kind of energy you need to succeed at anything. So if you're going to go into this with this fear mindset, don't bother going into it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing she said to me, which actually resonated with me way more, as crude as it was shit or get off the pot. She was like, either you do this or get off the pot and do something else. But this like half in, half out, like, oh, I'm not sure. Like, anybody got time for that? And I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, and that kind of,
you need to be fully committed.
Yeah, you need to be fully committed. Exactly.
It takes a lot of energy. My opinion, it takes more energy if you're on and off than you are in committed. Because you're committed, you're doing thing, and it's going great because you're feeling great about it.
Yeah.
And then you go and you have this withdrawal and anxiety, like, I want to go back to it. And it keeps coming back to you until you go back to it.
So you kind of went from a day job to adventures, and then you went straight to the extreme. You took your savings and you went, and now I guess it would be called doing things that are considered extreme challenges. Would that be?
Like, at the time, it wasn't for me an extreme way.
Mm-hmm.
It was my ticket out.
Okay.
I didn't see it as something extreme. And also, I wanted extreme. Like, I could have gone, for example, to train in Nepal, or I could have gone somewhere else. I wanted Alaska. I wanted somewhere at the end of the world.
Why?
To know. Like, an adventure, they tell you, like, when we ask guests to find the right journey for them, like, what are you seeking? What are you escaping from? I was seeking the ultimate adventure. I was running from everything that was here. Because for me, that meant the normal life. Again, defining it back then, that was the normal life. Mm-hmm. For me today, what I do, that is normal for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have that insight back then.
I guess I'm trying to imagine the kind of people that show up to do adventures with you and stuff, because I'm like, I'm not that kind of person. Like, never will I need to escape so much or look for something so bad that I'm going to climb a mountain.
The thing is, most of our people who join us, besides wanting to...
And don't get me wrong, there's a lot I want to escape. There's a lot I want to look for, but
Have you tried it before?
Oh, God, no.
Exactly.
I've been hiking. Like, I've done hikes. I've Alps, the whole shebang.
For a lot of people, it's not about, like, there doesn't always have to be a big summit.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in with us, and the outdoor experience itself, your body knows you're in nature. You feel like you're just calming down.
Yeah.
A lot of people come with us like, oh, we're going to sleep on the floor. Like, yeah, welcome to camping. we don't do glamping. And at the end of the day, no matter how many times they come in and they ask the same thing, they keep coming 2-3 times a month.
Oh, wow.
And then they come here and because they get something there that you cannot find in the city.
Yeah.
You, when everybody's surrounded together, it's not about what you have. Mm. It's about who you are. There's no mask.
Yeah, yeah.
You out there going on these trips, regardless of whether it's a beginner, medium, intermediate, advanced, because everybody has their own challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you're out there, and I've seen people who are really kind of macho men,
mm-hmm,
who were freaking out on a cliff, while somebody who's like half their size, half their age, saying, hey, you need my hand, let me help you through this. That's not something you get in the city. It's hard. True. It's hard to replicate that anywhere else, except when you're in the mountains. I'm saying adventure doesn't necessarily have to do with mountains only. For me, it's mountains.
Mm.
But it could be anything. Adventure basically is anything outside your comfort zone.
That's true. That is very true. So I guess, what have you discovered about yourself on all these journeys you've gone on?
What have I discovered about myself? Mm-hmm. I've discovered a lot of things. Some I keep to myself because kind of afraid to say it out loud, and some other stuff is saying discovered about from what I get from the people who join us, right? I know I have a lot of energy, and mm-hmm, that draws a lot of people to join us more often. I'm a bit different than when I'm out there. When I'm out there up in the mountains, I'm in my element.
Mm.
I'm entertaining, I'm guiding, I'm joking, I'm doing everything possible to make you feel good, because I want to share, or I want to bring to you what I'm feeling right now.
Mm.
Besides that, it's my duty as a guide, but it's more than that. My best version of myself is when I'm there. And I want you to feel the same. I want you to feel that you can also bring the best version of yourself when you're there, especially like Dubai, a place which is like a metropolitan city, like New York or Berlin.
It's very fast paced.
It's a beautiful place because it offers a lot of opportunities, mm-hmm, but we're always running. We're running not because we're programmed to run for do better and achieve more and succeed and make the best out of it, especially that a lot of people here are expats.
Yeah.
If you wanted to chill, we would just gone back home.
True.
We're here because we want the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're always chasing.
Yeah,
but
true.
That affects you mentally and physically.
Very true.
And although you cannot escape it, like I'm doing this for a living and I can't escape it because I have a business to run.
Mm.
But what helps with it is that I get to escape through my work, through my job, that's also my passion.
Yeah,
and
true.
That helps a lot.
I'm excited enough that I am willing to commit to go on a beginner trek.
Right? Well, you're lucky. The season's coming in a few weeks.
Is there one where it's just like you go for a couple of hours and come back, or do I have?
You know
to
what?
Sleep after?
No, I'll do more than that. I'm gonna work my best to take you on a beginner backpacking experience.
Okay, cool. All right.
You'll hate me for the first part of it, but I promise you, once this is over, it'll be different.
All right. So well, tell me.
That's my next challenge, taking you on that trip.
Sure. Why not? That'll definitely be a challenge. I definitely agree.
I'll add that to my resume. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I took Mishari on a trip. Yes. So looking at your life now, how is it different than what you expected?
Looking at my life now, I don't think I thought back then that I was strong enough. I think I went through a lot. I think back then, the thing is, it's always anonymous. Like, I don't know what's happening next week. I live week by week.
Right.
And a lot of my friends, they need to tell me you have to plan ahead. And yeah, I understand where it's coming from, but I can't. It's that mystery that comes with adventure. It somehow came into my life as well. I don't know what's happening next week. But if you had asked me 4 or 5 years ago where I would be today, I would not have imagined it in my wildest dreams.
So our topic for this episode is determination.
Yes.
Do you feel, considering all the things you've gone through, you're qualified to speak on the topic of determination?
I think I'm, I would like to think I'm determined. I'm still here. I've been able to push through Corona, where I thought this was the end of my business.
Yeah.
And June, exactly, early June, we were kind of having a discussion saying, is this it? Is this where our story ends? And for some reason, the weather changed compared to last season.
Mm.
And through mid-June to July, we were fully booked. Two trips on Friday, two trips on Saturday.
Wow.
And that was like an unexpected bail. And people just wanted to go out. We had people for a month and a half who signed up with us every Friday.
Wow.
And that kind of refueled the passion inside of me, and that fire saying, no, am I going to leave all these people behind? No way. No, you've pushed for the past 3-4 years. You can push through this. And now we're kind of restructuring our approach for the next season based on the last 2 months, saying, I've learned more in this post-corona operation than I've done in the past 3 seasons.
Okay.
And it's basically because I felt I've lost it all, and then I've been given a second chance.
Yeah.
And I felt I'm going to do it better this time.
Well, guys, if you want to hear more from Fadi on determination, join us on the next episode, which will be out on Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining me on today's
episode. Thank you. It's been a pleasure being
here. Where can everyone find out more about you, about the business, about all those kinds of things?
So if they want to learn more about me, they can follow me on Instagram, Life of Adventurati.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn more about the adventure tour operator and like the adventure tourism and all the experiences that we offer, they can follow us on Instagram through Adventurati Outdoor.
Okay, guys, we'll put all the links in the episode description. Thanks to everyone for listening. You guys are amazing. Leave us some messages. Leave us some comments. Leave us some questions. And let me know if you've gone on in the mountains and whether you enjoyed it or not and whether I should do it. As always, love to hear your comments. This is Mshad Atnazy signing out. Bye, guys.
Cheers.